by the year 2000, you should see a device the size of a camera that you hold over the page, click on it, flash, and then start talking to you, reading the page.
But once I feel something with my leg, and I identify as a chair or a table, then I'm sort of clicking those there. Coming through these two doors, I took four steps between the two doors and five steps to this chair here, so I know I got a rough idea of where it would go.
One other improvement we're looking for is intelligent recognition of images. That is, you know, flash a picture of a room and perhaps have it tell you what's in the room. Say there's some furniture, there's a lamp, there's a bookshelf, there's a computer monitor.
And sometimes, even in the house, I'll get up and flip the chair quickly, and all of a sudden I've lost my whereabouts. Oh.
The truth is that if you're totally blind, the tactile information that you get from a cane or the help you get from your guide dog is so limited in terms of the information that you would receive visually.
Linda Evans, she was born blind. She came to my place. And when she came in, I said, "Now, you're in the living room," and I explained to her. I sat her down in the dressing room and pointed out the table that was next to her. Music, the chairs, and everything, the banister, the staircase, the bathroom. And I took her in the kitchen. She said, "Okay." What she used for the sender, I have no idea. But she never put her foot round all the time.